The Electoral Council in the early days after the referendum and the July meeting decided that we should do some work on this. We began a piece of work then in July together with Derry City and Strabane District Council, and we had involvement from Ulster University, from Queen's University and from Trinity, and it involved an in-house team, our Economic Research Policy Unit here, and a similar team in Derry and Strabane. They engaged heavily in the community, met over 400 organisations or individuals or communities to gather a baseline data. And the primary reason for doing that was to, begin to separate the fact from the speculation. And when University of Ulster, their Economic Policy Centre, looked at some of the predictions done by the ESRI, by Davy and by OECD, and having regard to the overall, their view was that Donegal could, actually see an uplift in job numbers of something of the order of what you're talking about between now and 2030. So that's not to say that there aren't subsectors of the economy in the county that will be affected. They will, of course. But I think the other finding from the piece of work that we've done is that businesses and communities across the county in Donegal were very, very much tuned in to, the challenges and opportunities that Brexit brings along, and has already begun to put in place mitigations to deal with that. So it's positive overall insofar as how the county and the region and has handled it from an economic point of view.
What indications are you getting as to where the discussions will go at a European level, and what contingencies can be put in place now to deal with the potential of hard borders and the potential downsides of Brexit?
Well, I suppose, Donal, the council would be, we'll be no better informed than what we hear on, on the general news nationally. What we do know is, and more recently again, Letitia and the UK Prime Minister has resolved that there wouldn't be a hard border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the island. That said, what we need to do is to ensure that the businesses that are in the county and in the region are well placed to take up the opportunities that come along. What we have found over the past number of weeks and months, indeed, is that there are businesses that are based in England that are looking to relocate in order to be able to continue to trade into the Eurozone, and they're coming forward as hard propositions here. So it's been able to capitalise on those. The other area of significant potential for the county has been tourism. We've saw huge numbers in terms of additional visitors to the county over the past couple of years, particularly under the Wild Atlantic Way. The potential remains there, because the reality is that we've seen those significant uplifts on a small fraction of the overall visitor numbers that are coming on the Wild Atlantic Way. So as the county, improves its attractions and gets its marketing message out there, those numbers will naturally grow. The other positive thing about that is that it is relatively Brexit-proofed, insofar as 85% of the visitors coming on the Wild Atlantic Way come from actually outside the Stirling Zone. So that is an area of potential that will continue irrespective of what way Brexit goes.